And as you can see in the pictures, these are all from Nightly Renters. The lack of maintenance of the exterior walls, decks, garage doors. And again, this is a violation of your codes. You're probably going to say, this is my problem, but if the P&Z would be more restrictive in their codes with the threat of rescinding their permit due to the lack of maintenance and upkeep, they might be more in compliance with the HO rules and regulations. I have read that you are now maybe considering the HOA covenants before you make your decision. Article 9, 9.16, restriction for a residential site. It specifically says, any living unit located on a site designated for residential use within the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. If you approve this, the applicant is in violation of the Fieldstone HOA covenants, which I assume the applicant read before submitting this application. We ask that you listen to the 106 permanent residents that are opposed to nightly rentals in our once peaceful community. Please deny this villa. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
No.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Next.
Good evening. I'm Tara Lumeyer, and I live at 151 Greystone Drive at the Bluffs in the Buffalo Ridge community. 10 years ago, my husband and I built our home in this beautiful and peaceful neighborhood without the knowledge that there would soon be nightly rentals. And we had no idea the highly distasteful situations these rentals would bring into our community. I live two houses away from a rental and right above one, in which we have witnessed indecent behavior, including drunkenness, loud, vulgar language, urinating on the homes of their neighbors. And loud, offensive music. When the sheriff is called and pays them a visit, they continue to exhibit this behavior after he leaves. I have heard them bragging about how they don't have to stop, and they don't. When my granddaughter visits, if there are renters in these houses, we cannot use the backyard to play or the balcony. I have to restrict her to inside our home so she doesn't hear the language or witness their offensive behavior. Honestly, though, we have been able to hear them inside with the windows closed. We have a pool that I can see from my home up above on the hill. This pool is specifically the homeowners, for homeowners only. We have a card that lets us into the locked gate. The renters' cards don't work, so they just jump the fence or ask someone to let them in, lying about being a homeowner when asked where they live. I've seen them jump the fence from my house, and they have eventually admitted to jumping the fence when confronted. These are adults, not children. There is the issue of them parking in the street and in the parking lot located at the pool. They just park their cars out on the curb. This is a regulation. We're not supposed to do that. They refuse to follow any of our regulations or rules and show disrespect to our community. That is the issue with renting out houses where there are homeowners who have bought and built homes where they're trying to live peacefully and enjoyably in, while there are people vacationing, partying, getting inebriated, and displaying offensive behavior while having no respect for the homeowners around them. It just does not work. These investors are making money certainly at a great cost to the homeowners and to this community. I would ask you to put an end to any further nightly rentals. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Mike Milliken. My wife and I bought a home in this area last fall, and we actually bought a nightly rental, and it was in quite a bit of disarray. We got a good price for it, but we've had to fix it up. Obviously, the previous owner that had that and the rental company did not do their jobs in keeping that up So that was disappointing. This community, is, as Susan had told you, is mainly older retirees. These homes do not sit on a three-acre lot by themselves. So the short-term renters are very close to us. I have been on an HOA board, not around here, but in another state. And being on that board, it's a lot of the things that the short-term renters do. They disregard HOA rules. They do not care about it. A lot of trash around, a lot of property damage, a lot of loud parties. Had to call law enforcement many times. We finally had to hire private security to be around, especially the pool areas and at night, which was a further burden on our budget there. I've been gone a lot the last month, and I finally got home this last week. I've been up to our neighborhood pool twice in the last 2 days, and both times we had to turn people away that were trying to enter the pool that did not need to be there and were not did not have access to that. We did not call the law enforcement, but we were about ready to. And as far as the rent, I know a lot of renters, people that want to rent their place out because of the nearby golf courses, the Big Cedar golf courses, that's becoming kind of a problem for those renters because they cannot get on those golf courses now. Big Cedar has gone where you cannot get a tee time within 30 days. And if you go 30 days out to try to get tee time, those are all booked because Big Cedar, booking all those tee times at those courses, you need to be staying on property, Big Cedar or Angler's Lodge. So all these people, all these golfers that are coming in trying to rent places near the golf course are finding they have to go somewhere else to play golf. So anyway, I strongly urge you to turn this down because this is not sitting sitting on a three-acre property as the prior proposition was. These are our homes, and we just want to live in peace. Urge you to turn it down.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Doug Held. I, too, live in Fieldstone. I cannot improve a whole lot on what Ms. Smith said. I agree with her 100%. My biggest concerns are that the nightly rental tenants generally don't respect our community. They don't follow our rules. They don't follow our regulations. They don't maintain their sound. They don't maintain their trash. They spend more time unloading their beer than they do unloading their luggage, and they just are a nuisance to our community. All of us, almost all of us, are my age or close to my age. Well, close, anyway. And that's the kind of a community we want it to be. I urge you to turn this down. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Yes, Teresa Morris. I live at 129 North Tuscany. And I'm an original owner. I bought in 2007. And we were told they weren't going to be nightly rentals. And they've had nightly rentals out there this whole time. And now I'm in a position where I'm probably going to be wanting to rent mine. I actually live in Springfield. And the reason I live in Springfield is there'd be four gentlemen come in to play golf in the unit next to me, and there'd be a lot of loudness and drunkenness, and I'm there by myself, and the buffer, I could hear the TV. I could hear them scoot the chair across, you know, out from underneath the snack bar between the kitchen and the living area. So I'm grateful that it is a buffer for fires, but, you know, I didn't feel safe. I'm on an acre and a half in Springfield. And the homeowner rules, I believe, say two cars, and they're supposed to be in the garage. And I'm the biggest violator because up until a month, 6 weeks ago, I had five. So, you know, I had a lot of it in the driveway. And at one point, because the roof had to be redone, I actually had to go find a storage place. And two vehicles stayed over there for a year. I'm in the process of getting one of them. It's a 74 Toyota ambulance model. And I'm fixing a young man. It's going to spend 3 days cleaning it up from it sitting outside. It's now in the garage, but he's going to put clear coat on it when he gets through. But It's a touchy subject. You know, I'm probably going to look for a 4-month, 6-month, a long-term renter, a year first. But I want to maintain it because eventually I'm going to move back. You know, I have a golf date with the ladies Friday. So pick up my game. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Anyone else?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you all very much for helping us defend and protect our property. My name is Ann Weiss. I am a homeowner at 105 North Tuscany. First of all, I'm a little bit confused. Can an area be zoned both commercial and residential? Is a nightly rental business a commercial business?
That there's really precedent for both, I guess.
Or
would
you
be
mean
the best
zoning or
your zoning?
Assessment or assessment.
Okay, we have commercial zoning and we have residential zoning. Can
we have 15 zoning
zoned
districts
for both?
Mm-hmm.
It can be,
mm-hmm,
with the approval. Okay, so that other businesses can come into our community other than nightly rentals and open up a business? Is that fair game then for them also? You understand my question?
Not unless it's zoned commercial.
Okay. Okay, I live right next door to a nightly rental. When I bought my property, no, I did not know there were nightly rentals in there. However, when I first moved in, I lived next door to some horrible full-time rentals. Okay, so I got to say at least these go away, you know. But however, okay, a high percentage of people on vacation leave their brains at home. Am I correct on that? Okay. They're very inconsiderate of others. They don't respect you. We are not a resort, are we? Therefore, we should not have to cater to them and watch out for their owners' homes. Not fair to us as homeowners, is it? Okay, they're running over our lawn and our sprinkler heads. All-night parties. And I'm kind of embarrassed to say, yes, I did throw my robe on at 4:30 in the one morning and go knock on that door, which I should have called the police. How unsafe that was of me to do that. But I was upset. Someone wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. How do you feel? You know, well, I wasn't woke up. I was up all night listening to them. Okay. I have witnessed them climbing over the pool many times. Both of our pools were closed 2 times last year because of nightly rentals putting Oreo cookies in them. Remember that? Parking on the street. Trash cans are left out. The guests are way over their occupancy. Constant door slamming. I don't know if any of you have been to where our villas are. We have very large, heavy doors. I have tried to talk to the owners. I have contacted the rental company with no response. A couple weeks ago, I had a very expensive picture come off my wall after the door was slammed. If this was your picture in your home, what would you do? Ignore it? Let it go? No, I did contact the rental company. No response. I have taken the picture in for repairs, and the rental company will get the bill. All we want is to move forward and you help us protect as property owners. I'm going to ask all of you, if this was your subdivision, would you allow it? Would you want to live next door to a nightly rental? Would you like your widow wife living next door to a bunch of partying men all the time? No. I thank you all for your time, and I want you to think of our safety and where we live and think of your own self. How would you feel? Thank you very much for your time.
Is that everyone? Anyone else? You want to come back up? You've already spoke, Susan.
I don't want to speak. I just want to make a correction to the map that was up on the display a few minutes ago. Am I able to do that?
Sure. We'll allow that. As far as which ones
with
have
the
been...
The plat that shows where highlighted where the nightly rentals are located.
Did you show that, Scott?
I did. It was one of these. I think that's it.
That's the one I'm referring to. I just wanted to say at one time that was a true picture, but that is not current as of today. we have lost a couple of nightly rentals.